हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिः 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 ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवस्तरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो नाउ वी आर ऑन द चतुर्थी होम व्हिच देन केसी दास यस्टरडे एक्सप्लेन्ड वाज प्यूरिफाइंग वाज द लास्ट ऑफ द मींस द नेक्स्ट प्यूरिफिकेटरी सेरेमनी फॉर द गर्ल हुअर इट वाज देन removing any inauspicious tendencies, like inauspicious vice, non-Vaishnava tendencies, then also then the bad luck, and that they may be prosperous and taking care of the cows and their facilities and all that, and in spiritual development. And so then I think this also then is done many times with different deities with that. Okay, so then after the Driti Homa on the fourth day after the marriage, the husband should perform all the Kushandika rites up to the end of Virupaksha Japa, establishing the fire, Sikhi. Then he should silently offer ghee-soaked wood into the fire and perform Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Homa with ghee. Then the husband should place his wife on his right side and place a pot of water mixed with tulsi, chandan, flowers, and kusha on the south side of the fire. Husband should offer oblations of ghee into the fire with the following mantras as prayaschitta to remove any elements in the wife that oppose faith in Lord Vishnu. After each of the following 20 oblations, the drops of ghee remaining in the shruva should be dripped into the water pot, right? So you're offering the full, and then there's always going to be some left, so you just pull it back and then, drip it into the pot. You generally keep the pot where it's easy to do that, up on the kunda someplace on the right side. So then the first one says, O Krishna, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the misfortune of non-Vaishnava tendencies in her. Right? So in this act of atonement means that one wants to atone, but the only one that can actually affect that atonement is Krishna. Right? We can't affect the atonement. We don't have the power to do that. We can engage in Krishna's service, and Krishna being pleased, he can then remove all the difficulties, right? So that's how it's working. So it's not that, okay, because I perform, it's important to know that I might be thinking I'm performing the ritual, and because of that, I'm getting purified. No, because you're performing the ritual to please Krishna as please Krishna intends you to. Then he then removes it. Right? That's what's happening. Now, let's say one could say, well, what about the materialists, the Karmakandis? They're also performing this and they're not necessarily doing it to please the Lord. But at the same time is they may be thinking that, but they're having that faith that by performing this ritual, I will be purified, even though they may think because I'm performing this ritual, I'm getting purified. They understand that the ritual and all that is there. But, and they're entreating Krishna for that. But so they'll have the sense that because I'm making the endeavor, I'm getting purified. But in actuality, because you're making an endeavor to please Krishna, Krishna's reciprocating that. It's just they don't take it far enough. They only bring it up to the point of piety. They're willing to acknowledge God's laws and follow them. Right? So this is the misfortune of non-Vaishnava tendencies in hers, right? So it's not that just the tendency, these, okay, she has these and she has these qualities and those qualities, so let's get rid of these and keep these. No, having non-Vaishnava tendencies is a misfortune because that means then the heart has an impurity in which one is inclined or comfortable with performing actions that aren't, favorable to Krishna, that aren't the standard of what Vaishnavas will follow. So it's a misfortune, right? Right. So in this case is there. So then you try to remove those. Right. So here, because we're dealing with the elements of the secondary nature, because the whole wedding is about how the secondary nature can become purified and qualified and engaged in the primary. Right. That's always then what the Vedic system is doing. It's through the secondary, because we work with it, identify. It means we either identify it with it, or if we and work through it, or if we don't identify it, but we know that's what we work through. And so in any case, in the religious element is what in this case is being purified. And because we identify, then it uplifts the consciousness. That makes it easier for us to be engaged in Krishna's service. Right? One may ask, well, why even deal with all these things? Because the point is then why are we having the marriage? We're not having a marriage because, you know, our chanting just needs, you know, more support. You know what I'm saying? It's that we identifying with the secondary nature that needs some support and purification. Then we can nicely be engaged in our chanting. Does that make sense?
I was just thinking, isn't it amazing how for anybody that it's set up in such a way that it's almost like the saying, start as you mean to go on. So right from the beginning, there's so many different yagyas to do, etc. So it's like starting the foundation of the marriage in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's for everyone, like you're saying, whether devotee or not, everybody's following it.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Because the material world is meant for everyone to elevate themselves and go back to Godhead. Just some are more willing. You know, some are more directly willing to the concept of the devotion to God, you know, on the eternal platform. Some are willing on the temporary platform that they will worship until they get their karma or jnana. Some are willing to do because, you know, there's the element that there is some tradition and some higher things. So it's the social. We're Hindus. This is what our family has always done. But it's not about God. It's still non-theistic, but at least they're accepting the Vedic culture. Or they have faith, okay, by doing this, things will work out better for me, so therefore I do it. You know, so it may be more of a superstition, you know, but in any case, they're doing. And in any, whatever it is, the benefit is there. Like you see is that even the animals they follow, they get benefit, you know, like in the Purushottama Mass, there's that element of fasting and bathing. So there was this one monkey that somehow or another, due to even being sick or old or something, you couldn't collect food. So he's sitting in his tree and fasting for the whole month. Right? And he can't, because he can't get anything to eat, or the group of monkeys have kicked him out and that, and are harassed, whatever it is, he can't eat. And then because of that weakness, at the very end, he falls into the lake because the tree he's in is hanging over a lake. It's a big tree over a lake. He falls into the lake, so he takes his bath. And then he dies because of, you know, just a malnutrition or, you know, whatever. And so he then gets all the benefit of the Purushottama month. So that's the whole thing, is I can say whatever it is, because Krishna being very kind, these elements are there that are beneficial to help elevate the living entity. You know, that means the direct ones are there, and the indirect ones have been given to be engaged in that line. And so then if anyone does it, they get benefit. You know, it's like Prahlad Maharaj, that means in his previous life, before he was Prahlad Maharaj, then he was some, you know, young person, and he had taken, you know, very enthusiastic, young person, and he had taken, I think, a prostitute out into the jungle. They would, you know, spend some time together. You know, you get away from the crowd and that. And when they went out there, then they found an old, kind of like dilapidated building and all that. So they cleaned it a little bit and made a place to sit and all that. And then the idea was they would enjoy themselves there, right? And then after they would go back the next, you know. But then while they were there, something came up and it started an argument that was so intense that then, Prahlad Maharaj in his previous life just got so upset and so angry that he didn't talk, he didn't eat, he didn't sleep, and just sat there. He was so upset. And that went for the whole night until the next day. And then I guess the next morning he went back to his house. But that day happened to be Nisringa Chaturdasi. So he had gone to, and the place where he went, that was the old dilapidated temple of Nisringadev. So he had cleaned the temple. He had fasted. He had stayed up all night. So that's how things work. Krishna is not, the problem's not Krishna. Because we sometimes think, oh, Krishna, why is he doing this to me? No, we're doing this to ourselves. Like that. So Krishna is always giving an opportunity that we can go above these things and everything. So then it's just a matter of taking advantage. So here, then all these nice things are there. They go there. Everyone likes a good wedding. It has so many nice things, so many arrangements are there. So many people are involved, distributing so much prasad. So it's a great opportunity for doing. One is the purification, but also a va vast amount of Vaishnav seva and also satsang and all these different things. So that's the kind of, that's the whole idea of the Vedic culture. It naturally brings people together. You don't have to have a rave to bring everyone together. Right? Okay. So then this first one, Mr. Krishna, is for the non-Vaishnav tendencies. Right? Then the second one, Kesava. Oh, Kesava, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the misfortune of non-Vaishnav tendencies in her. Right? So now he's the same prayer he's offered to Kesava. So Krishna, Kesava. Then, O Govinda, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the misfortune of non-Vaishnav tendencies in her. Right? And then Narayana, O Narayana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the misfortune of non-Vaishnav tendencies in her. Then the fifth, then is, O Krishna, Kesava, Govinda, Narayana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the misfortune of non-Vaishnav tendencies in her. Right? Krishna is the old attractive. Kesava also has that point of attractiveness. Govinda, Narayana. So Narayana then is the basis for all the humans that they can take shelter. Narayana means the living entities can take shelter in the Lord. Like that, in Govinda, then you see how he protects the cows and that, and then Kesava and Krishna. So these very nice prayers are being offered, and to all four of them, and then all four of them together. Right. So now that was the first one. The husband should now offer oblations to remove a Vaishnava Lakshmi, personification of strife and bad luck, if she is present in his wife, right? In other words, if there's any of these impurities there, they're to be removed at this time. If they're not there, then, the ceremony is a very nice ceremony, worshiping Krishna, chanting his names. It'll just add piety anyway, like that. Oh, Hari, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to devotion in her. Right? Then, O Madhava, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones, being your servant and desiring your shelter. I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to devotion in her. O Ananta, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to devotion in her. And then, O Madhusudana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to devotion in her. O Hari, Madhava, Ananta, Madhusudana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles of devotion in her. And so then these obstacles, devotion, because of Vaishnava Lakshmi, then that will be, you know, strife and bad luck. That means is that there's, and the point is there, it's not so much the external things, it's the absorption in that. Because we're talking about the qualities that, you know, the strife, and then get so distracted by that, and then the bad luck. And so what has happened, what is the real bad luck? The real bad luck is that then one is absorbed in those things and not performing any service. Does that make sense? You know, just like the Vaishnava tendencies, then I mean, qualities and all that, one gets absorbed in those, and that, and so those become cultivated. So you want to get rid of them because you don't want them being cultivated. Right? Then the husband should offer oblations to remove obstacles in begetting sons. O Vishnu, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to begetting sons in her. O Nrisinga, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to begetting sons in her. O Achyuta, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to begetting sons in her. And, O Janardana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to begetting sons in her. Right? So the whole point is here is that we see in all these is that being your servant, desiring your shelter, right? I entreat you to these things because the idea is that these will be obstacles in also moving forward in Krishna consciousness because they'll be so distracted by these things that they won't be absorbed in Krishna very nicely. Okay. O Vishnu, Nrisinga, Achyuta, Janardana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to begetting sons in her. The husband should now offer the following oblations to remove obstacles in raising cows. O Vasudev, then this will be to Vasudev, Sankarsana, Prajumna, and Aniruddha. Yeah. So then, yeah. So, O Vasudeva, in this act of atonement, you're the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles in raising cows. O Sankarsana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles in raising cows. O Prajumna, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles in raising cows. O Aniruddha, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles in raising cows. O Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Prajumna, Aniruddha. In this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles in raising cows. Okay. Yeah, so then these 16 oblations, well, it's actually more because you're doing the one together, so it's 20. But it's in four categories of four of the deities of the Lord, and then the fifth one will be all the four together. Yeah. Then a married woman who has children should make the groom and bride stand and should lead them to the north side of the fire, taking the water pot with the ghee remnants. She should sprinkle this on the heads of the groom and bride using mango leaves. The groom should perform Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Om with ghee. Om Bur Om Bhuva Om Swaha Om Bur Bhuva Swaha. He should offer ghee soaked wood into the fire without mantra. Now he should perform all the rites of Aditya Karma. Page 189, we're on 188, so. beginning with Satyayana Homa up to the end of Vamadeva Dharam, up to the end of the Ashanti Dhan, means up to the end of the whole, you know, the whole thing. Well, that's interesting, because I don't think it mentioned up to Vamadeva before. Does that mean they're making a distinction here? No, it does say up to Vamadeva Ganam. Okay. So then in doing that, then if you have the time, you have the patience, and you have, you know, all the people there have that very interested in all these things and handled, then you do all 20 as it is there. You know, the four sets of five. If you find that you're, you know, the time is a consideration that you have to consider, either you'd have less time or the people involved aren't that much into this or they like it, but it's already been a long time now and we still have the whole Aditya Karma to go, that they may or may not make it, then that fifth one in each group, right? Because there's four mantras to the four deities, and then the fifth one that's all four of them together in one shloka. Just perform those four. Does that make sense? You know, so that the one where you mention all the four deities together. So then, O Keshava, O Krishna, Keshava, Govinda, Narayana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the misfortune of non-Vaishnava tendencies in her. Then the next one, O Hari, Madhava, Ananta, Madhusudana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to devotion in her. Then, O Vishnu, Nishinga, Chuta, Janardana, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant, desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles to begetting sons in her. And then last, O Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha, in this act of atonement, you are the one who atones. Being your servant and desiring your shelter, I entreat you to destroy the obstacles in raising cows, right? And so just those four, like the ones where you're doing each deity separately, those ones you leave if it's a matter of time. If you have the time, people are into it, especially if you're doing these over many days, like is here, if you're, you know, doing the marriage is going to be, you know, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, so many days, because this one is done on the fourth day afterwards. Like that, Driti is whenever you go to the home. Yana Rohana is whenever you leave. So if you stay at the house there and then leave and then go to the house and then do all those, then that's fine. If you have the wedding, then leave. And then whatever it is, the fourth day after the wedding, then the Chaturthi happens. So if these are all happening at different times, then you can always you know, do the full thing because it itself won't be so long. But if you're doing all of them, especially if you're doing the whole, all these ceremonies at one time, then you have to see is if people can handle the 2.5 hours very nicely. If not, then you find a few places where you make it a little bit more simple so that, that things work a little bit more smoothly. Right? Because you don't want people getting too bored and everything like that. You know, so that's why. That's why, you know, you see in India, everyone goes to the wedding, but no one attends all these programs. You know, they all come for the Mangala Sutra, something like that, or, you know, a few things, one or two like that, the Sindur Dhanam and Hari Bowl. And then the rest of the time they sit around drinking, you know, tea and eating snacks and talking Prajalpa like that. So the idea is keep everybody absorbed. That's more important. As people become more purified, more pious, you know, as the generations go, then doing the whole thing, they'll be more comfortable. But at the same time, as people become more pious and the relationships and that, and they value the time spent in this way, then you'll see is then you can start having again, the weddings taking, you know, being spread over all these rituals being spread over 7 days. You know, this being the last day. And then the, you know, the Gyati Karma and all that being, you know, on those earlier days, you know, the second day or like that. Yeah. So that, yeah, that would be like the second day. It means they, so the family comes, the boy's family comes on the first day. Second day, you do the jnati karma, you know, that pouring the water, if you're doing the turmeric things or, you know, all the mehendi, whatever it is that you're doing, you do all those kind of things. And then the third day is the main wedding. And we see that can be broken up either in two or three parts, you know, like that, can, the whole thing in the morning. Then in the evening, you do the Udra Vibhaha, you know, that yajna and going out and looking at the moon. And all that, the bhojanam and that then are done whenever it's going to be after the marriage ceremony, whenever's a gap when they're going to eat, then they do this like that. And then we have the you know, the other ones that we just mentioned, yadarohana, then whenever they're going to travel, the driti, then on entering the house, and the chaturthi like that. So then you could also do the driti when they enter at that time, and then later, you know, in the day or something, another time do the chaturthi. So then it, so all this can be done, and then it becomes very nice. But in any case, the whole idea is to see, judge who you're dealing with, you know, and the timings that you have, facilities, and then do that. Like I remember we were doing one place, I think it may have been Kazakhstan, we were doing a wedding and all that. The whole, you know, generally they like to do these big group weddings. So there's so many couples and all that, and they had hired a hall. But then, because, how do you say? I think they didn't take permission for a fire sacrifice, for doing it, having a fire. So then I don't remember how much through, but at some point the fire department showed up. So we had to stop. But I think by that time we had already gotten through all the main points, you know. Or it may have been even we had finished, but the fire was still burning, and they told us this and that. But so you have to judge times, you know, like that. Okay, so now Aditya Karma. So just as Kushanik is the opening of the fire, all the preliminaries before the main yajnas, then Uditya Karma is all the concluding activities. Because you're always going to have that, is that when you're dealing with any in the deity worship, you're always going to have preparations before, or preliminary activities, main activities, concluding activities. Always going to have. Just like in the 16 items and the first seven, those are preliminary. I mean, those are beginning activities, right? You're going to receive the Lord, see them, and greet them with the Padya Margya Achmaniya Madhuparka Punarachman, right? So like that, then you're going to start. The main elements of the worship will be the bath, the dressing, you know, the garlands and sandalwood paste and the artiks, and then the boga. Right? Then the 16th item, then that's going to be anything else that could be there and making everything nice and pleasant, prayers, this, that, you know, offering obeisances, circumambulating the deities, charinamrita. These are all in part of expansions of the 16th item. So that's the concluding activity. So you always have that. Then you see is that you go out a little bit more, then preliminary to that, then you have collecting all the puja. I mean, then you have the Purvanga karmas, where you're coming, purifying yourself, Bhuta Shuddhi, purifying paraphernalia, setting up like that. Preliminary to that, you have collecting the items. Preliminary to that, you have getting up, taking a bath, and preparing and putting your tilak and dressing for the puja. Right, and having finished the 16 items, then we see is that then there's going to be the study and practice. Because study means you're going to study it, contemplate it, apply it, and practice it, gain more of an understanding. So sometimes people think swadhyaya then simply means the study part. No, it means anything where you're applying what you've studied. Because just to study and not apply it, that's why the Vedas aren't that impressed with people who are just are scholars. They just study, but they don't apply. They're not held in high esteem. They're respected as Brahmins, and they're very pious, and that they can sit and read all day and very knowledgeable. But as far as practically going back to Godhead, it's not that strong of a, it's not dynamic. It's a very good position to be in if they'd apply it. Just like you see Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya knows so many things, this, that big guy respected all over India, but not moving forward. But as soon as then he meets Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, then he starts applying devotional service, and then he you know, then develops very nicely. So once you apply that, then here's very qualified people who can preach and organize and do things for Krishna. But if they don't, then like that. So the smarta themselves, it's very pious. You won't get a more pious person on the material platform than these smartas, whatever ashram they're in. But it won't take them back to Godhead. But if they apply that now, that position of regularity and every day and how they can absorb themselves in so many technical points of sadhana and study and practice, then it becomes very amazing. Then you can see they're the best. Like that. So the whole point of the swadhyaya means now you're practically applying all these things. Right? Because now we're doing these things. Now it has to be practically applied. You actually have to try to endeavor to avoid non-Vaishnava qualities and to cultivate the Vaishnava qualities. You have to be aware that no, I should do everything that's favorable to Lakshmi because she's serving Krishna and we're assisting her. So therefore, if I do all of these other things and get absorbed in the mode of ignorance, then that's not going to help devotional service at all. Or if I don't take Krishna's given nice facilities and all that, if I don't take care of it, Krishna's not going to give more of it for Krishna. So that's another thing. Krishna gives you all nice facilities, you don't take advantage of it, it's all lost. You become proud, then it's all lost. Right? And then, for having children that they're there, you have children, but then having them, then you have to take care of them. You have to apply. What's the point of being a parent if you don't actually cultivate and raise the children in Krishna consciousness? That's what the verse, the famous verse means. Don't become a mother, a father, a teacher, a king, or any of these positions. If you can't help your dependents cross over the ocean of material suffering, go back to Godhead. If you're not making that endeavor, don't bother. We got enough cats and dogs as it is, right? Does that make sense? They just make trouble. Like we just saw in London with the Met, right? Okay, Vidicha Karma. So that's Satyayana Homa, Prayaschitta Homa, Vaishnava Homa, Agni Parayukshana, Utkanjali Sheka, when putting the water on the fire, Dharva Jutika Homa, offering Kusa grass in the fire, Purnahuti, and Shantidan. So those are the elements of the Udicca Karma. So that's Satyayana Homa, allaying faults. You should perform Satyayana Homa to allay any faults in the performance, beginning with the Sankalpa. To alleviate any fault which may have been committed at this time and place in the and this particular ceremony, I will now, meditating on Lord Krishna, perform this Satyayana Homa. That's really nice. It's the same one you also chant at the end. Yeah, kinchit vaigunam jatam. By remembering Krishna. Oh, but this has the extra part. Sri Krishna smaranam purvakam satyayana homam aham kurviya. Okay. Then he should call a fire named Vidhu, worship him, and offer ghee soaked wood of one pradesh lake into the fire with our mantra. Then he should do Vyasta Samasta Mahabharati Homa with ghee. And he should recite the following verse, meditating on Krishna. This is that Krishna Vai Satchidananda Ghana. Lord Krishna is the color of a new rain cloud. Therefore, he is compared to a transcendental cloud full of eternity, bliss, and cognizance. He is the original and supreme person. He is the origin of all activities and the one and only Lord of all. He is the worshipable Lord of the best of demigods, the controller of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Krishna is without any beginning. Whatever auspiciousness is found within or beyond this universe, the devotee attains in Krishna alone. Because it's all coming from Krishna. Krishna is auspiciousness. He is all us, everything. So, therefore, whatever is found within or beyond, it's attained by remembering Krishna, worshiping Krishna. So that's why you see is that we will allay all these faults by remembering Krishna, and then the mantra is glorifying Krishna, and that's actually Prayaschitta, as we see here. This is the real Prayaschitta. Like that. Any other Prayaschitta is for those with mundane consciousness. Right. It's just very clear. I mean, it's the only way the soul can be purified is being absorbed in Krishna. All these other purifications that are there, the external ones for the body, these are just because the common person is materially absorbed. That's why they're known as a common person. Right? And as you go up, it's less. Vaishnavas also very much appreciate this because for them, then, the element of justice is there. And so they want justice because they've worked hard. They've made money. They've got facility. They don't want anyone to take it. And if anybody gets in the way of their making money or takes the money and facilities they have, there should be justice, right? They should be punished and I should get everything back. Right? Like that. And so then the Kshatriyas may look at it from the element, oh, what's right and wrong. So there's justice. The Vaishnavas, doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It's wrong because it's mine. And so in that way, they're correct. But how they got their money, they may have cheated everything and got their money. And if someone takes it, then they feel offended because it's unjust. So we see it's not necessarily connected to the eternal laws. Right? We have an understanding. If I'm pious, I perform the things, then I will get, it'll be better. So they tend to be more towards piety, at least whatever they consider pious, however far they take it. They tend towards that. But at the same time, if they can make money without piety, they'll do it. That's the general tendency. So if they won't, then that means then there's more piety there. They're talking about higher consciousness, like that, or they're devotional, right? And the kings, then it's also the laws that are there, eternal laws, those have to be followed. Someone's breaking them, they must be punished. But it's only according to the laws because the law says. It's not because they're offended. But you see, on the Vaishya and Shudra level, they're offended. Right? Vaishya is something's happened to me. Shudras, it's me, everybody, it's all us, because they can't be about themselves. God, okay, well, everybody, no, but it's not about everybody. It's about themselves. They just throw in everybody so it has some traction. Otherwise, they couldn't care less. Right? And then for the Brahmins, you have the thing of that it's against the scriptural rules and that, like the Smartas. So on that material platform, they'll say it's against the rules. That's the problem. Right? So for the Vaishnavas, because they see is that all this atonement, at any case, the power of any of these things, what you're doing, is only coming from Krishna. Therefore, if you remember Krishna, then you're purified. So as Prabhupada mentions, all sin can be gone away in a moment. That verse that all the sins of the universe can be destroyed by one name. And how you say, Hari Das Thakur points out, that's Nama Bas. Nama Bas. Because people will say, oh, but no, it's only if it's a pure name. In other words, we're trying to make it so sin is so much more powerful than this and that, and we take it so seriously, and this is sin and this and that. And yes, it can't happen and all that, and it's all about sin, and we go on talking about sin and we're thinking about sin and then how to get rid of this sin by thinking about it and talking about it and then this and that and having meetings about it, and like this, we just go on absorbing ourselves in sin because we think it's valuable. We're attached to it. Hari Das Thakur. One name, that's it. All the sin of the universe is gone. That power is there. That's Nama Bas. So that means an individual chanting, how much they don't have all the sin of the universe. That means easily, holy name just clears all the sin in that living entity. But one, so you can say one has to have that faith. That I would accept. The more faith is there, the more powerful Krishna will reciprocate. But to say about the other person, oh, he can't do that because it's unless it's a pure name, that means lack of faith, lack of understanding. Point is the holy name is what purifies. There is no other purification. If you think there's another purification, you're misinformed. You're wrong. These other things are there simply because he did this, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Otherwise, they don't think it's just. Because, okay, going back to Godhead, but how can he go back to Godhead? He did this to me. Right? Like the Hatfields and McCoys. He took my pig. So until he gives my pig back, then he can't go back to Godhead, as if devotional service is dependent on karma. Right? It may pollute the consciousness. That's the weakness, but it's not that karma is the basis of Krishna consciousness. So that's why we see here the Acharya, his sankalpa is I'll remember the Lord and be purified. And then the Homa itself is simply a shloka glorifying Krishna, his name so many times, and all his different qualities, and that's the purification. And anybody who doesn't understand that does not understand the potency of the Harinam Sankirtan. Like that. That doesn't mean that someone can commit sin and then say, oh, I just chant and it goes away. That's the eighth offense. And that's the most abominable, means the most disgusting of all of them. That's the most disgusting. But the ones that get in the way the most are Vaishnava Aparad, the first one, which is the most. And then what slows you down so you don't move forward is the 10th one, maintaining material attachment. Even though we've heard of that, give that up. So that's the worst. Means, in other words, the first is the worst. The 10th is the one that will slow you down the most because you're maintaining the attachment. The eighth is the most abominable because it's just downright disgusting. Right? Does this make sense? So one has to be careful of all these 10. So one has to understand the only actual pious citta is remembering Krishna. That's why in all of these, then it's directed towards Vishnu, no one else. But they think it's the ritual of this happened or that happened. It's just like you see how popular it is. During the French Revolution, when they got out their guillotine and were cutting off heads, they do it in the square because it's a public execution. The common people would turn out in droves to watch. They bring the picnic basket, sit down, ladies would be doing knitting and all that, while different people's got their head cut off and they're putting on pikes. That's something's being done, like this, like that. Yeah, but that's why Manu mentions, all the chapters on Prayaschitta and what should be done. It is for the common person who has non-devotional tendencies. It's not for the Vaishnavas. So even you could say, well, what about the Vaishnavas that have non-devotional talents? They should get it together and try to move forward in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they're cultivating their attachments and won't move forward. This make sense? So, this doubt about this holy name, that's why we have, I think it was that, what was that? Gopal Chapala. He doubted it. He was a Brahmin, probably Smarta or Shakta. He says, no, that's not possible. And he said, if that's possible, then my nose should fall off. Your nose, if it's not possible, your nose will fall off. If it is possible, my nose will fall off. He was confident Haridas Thakur's nose will fall off. Next day his nose fell off. Like that. So that's why that story is there. We see that that's the real thing, is that the absorption in Krishna consciousness, that's the real thing. That's the main thing. And then anything else, you back it up to, put with someone in good association, take them out of a bad situations or association, and then try to make it so they can move forward in Krishna consciousness. That's the purpose of the material world. The purpose of the material world is not for the purpose of everything will be just here and I'll be live very wonderfully and happily. No, it's not like that. Right? It's meant to go back to Godhead. So Prayaschitta Homa, now that's the next one. So that does the Satyayana, in other words, remembering the Lord. That's the main thing that's going to make it work. Like that. And then we see is the next is then he then does the okay. Prayaschitta Homa. Then it's O Achyuta, give us protection from our sins. That's the Pahino Achyuta, Enase Swaha. Oh Lord, give us protection for the benefit of the universe. Right? So protection from our sins means our sins won't affect our devotional service and all that. So that's the point, is whether we're getting pious results or not, that's not important to it, but protect us from our sins that they don't slow down our devotional progress. Right? If they go away, our externals are nice or not nice, that's up to Krishna. The main thing is conscious. Give us protection for the benefit of the universe, that we may then perform our activities in Krishna consciousness that's always benefit for the whole universe. not that we're doing the benefit, it's by Krishna's grace. It's so wonderful. Well, Lord of all opulences, protect this yajna, right? Because you have all the facilities and this and that, so the yajna will be protected. O Lord of Lakshmi, protect everything here, you know, that whatever is going on here and all that, it may be protected and not be distracted by you know, non-devotional elements. O Ananta, by this first oblation, protect us, and by the second also, preserve our strength, by the third, by the fourth prayer, protect us, right? You know, so the strength that we may be committed to and focused on Krishna consciousness. Strength come, and then the next one, strength come forth, Vishnu come forth with food and long life, protect us from sin, right? So long life actually means Krishna consciousness. Food means is that we're nourished in Krishna consciousness, hearing the name, form, quality, pastimes, association with devotees, like that, honoring Mahabharata. All these things are the things that then is going to be, make us grow nicely. So we see is that we're trying to move forward in this way. Then next, come forth with everything good, O Vishnu. Increase like streams of milk from a cow, O Vishnu, throughout the universe. Right? So everything good, you know, then means whatever's in connection with Krishna, and then, you know, and our duties, how we should perform. Like that, increase like streams of milk from the cow, that whatever it is, that this, all this may be developing and growing more and more. Our attraction to Krishna, our absorption in Krishna consciousness may grow more and more. And throughout the universe, that then Krishna consciousness spreads, everybody's engaged in Krishna service and like that. So you see, it's also then, you know, along with the Sankirtan movement. Like that. The acharyas, whatever they give us, there's no contradiction. What about this and that? Well, I have my home, you know, and sadhana and everything like that, but then I got to go work. It's like two different lifestyles. No, it's one. It's just one feature is more on the, you know, the primary, and then the home, you know, the sadhana, then at the home, that'll be secondary, but it'll be more personal within ashram. Then the going to work, that'll be secondary, but then in the external, within the varna aspect. So it's just, it's all one thing for the devotee. It's just how you're engaging yourself and your condition, you know, in the Lord's service. And then the next, O Vishnu, rectify whatever was performed wrongly, consciously or unconsciously, in this sacrifice. I understand our sincere intention. Like that. So then, you know, whatever was wrong, whether we didn't know we did something wrong, either, you know, we missed something or some little detail of that, or sometimes there's something wrong. There might be a bug in the wood. We don't know about the bug in the wood, you know, things like that. Or consciously, even, you know, we're aware that it went wrong, but we don't know what to do about it. So please forgive us for that. Like that. And, you know, so our sincere intention. So we should always have that sincere. We're trying to make everything nice. Something is wrong that we don't know about, you know, please forgive us and that. Something that, no, we've understood it's wrong. You know, it's been performed. Something we didn't chant the mantra right or something, or we forgot something, but, you know, please rectify all that. Then the last, O Vishnu, master of all creatures, there's no one besides you. The Lord has encompassed everything. With desire for you, we have sacrificed unto you. May those desires be fulfilled. May we become the masters of spiritual wealth. But he's the master of all creatures, the Lord, because everything's, he's controlling all his energies. There's no one besides you. Everybody's an extension of his energies. So you can't think it's, oh, well, there's God and then there's everything else. It means, the point is, God is the master of everything else, but that everything else has still come from him. He's conscious, therefore all these, everything else is conscious. But his point is he's still in control. He has encompassed everything, therefore not only is control, means everything's there, it's all surrounded by him. He's what's inside, he's what's outside, he's what's dynamic that makes it work, the connection between all the different living entities and the elements and their situations, that's all him. So a desire for you, we have sacrificed them to you. We want to please you. That's why we're doing this. May those desires be fulfilled. May we be able to please you, right? So it's not even just that we're have that desire, but we're able to actually please the Lord through that. And yeah, may we become the masters of spiritual wealth. So may we become situated in that spiritual environment and activities and goals, so that that becomes that is the absorption of our consciousness. You know, in the spiritual world, to fully absorb the Lord, everything's about the Lord, and they're very expert, they're masters of what they do and everything, and it's perfect. So may we become like that. And how we're like that? As servant of a servant of a servant. Right? So they're the ones who are the, and we simply follow them. He should perform Vyasta Samasti Mahavyarati Homa, he then offer wood in the fire. Right? Then we go into Vaishnava Homa. Okay. So that in the Vaishnava Homa, worship of the Lord and the associates, right, as we saw before, is that they're worshiping all the different personalities that are there. So that you're replacing the worship of Ganesh, worship of the nine planets, worship of the 10 directions, worship of the Matriganas, or the different expansions of the Durga. So all those are you know, prescribed in the Vedic system, because those are all expanding from the, you know, the devotees and the internal potency. And so for the Vaishnavas, means the actual thing is to worship Krishna and the devotees. But for those who are materialistic, they may not be inclined towards that. So then the expansions of those devotees and internal potency, then they're worshiping. So they're connecting themselves in some way. Like we saw before, the smartest. They're doing all the external elements and principle of in principle of what is valuable for going back to Godhead. Just they're putting the wrong deity there, or the wrong, you know, understanding. They're looking at it on a much lower level. But if they take up devotional service, then the same principles are following. Now they put Krishna there. The mantra is about Krishna, the deity is Krishna, they're worshiping Krishna, the yagi is about Krishna. Then everything
Maharaj,
becomes perfect. Yes.
I have a small confusion in the sense, while doing deity worship, first we worship Lord and then his associates, and then we offer prayers for Prayaschitta and all. What is the significance of Prayaschitta Homa before you're doing Vaishnava Homa here in general in the Yajna?
Because then, having offered all the prayers, then you're going to worship the Lord's associates and all those things. Because the worship of the Lord's not complete without worship of his associates. Right? You know, that's
Yes.
why you see, yeah. So it's just like when you're offering artik, you're the preliminaries, as you've arranged everything, got everything together, the plates there, you have all the items that are there. And then purification you're going to do. Then when you're offering through the parampara, then you're going to be offering to Krishna. Right? And then having offered to Krishna, now you offer to Radharani, but because they're a couple, then you offer to them together. Right? Then after that, then you come down, you know, through all their other expansions and this and that, and then down through the acharyas, that, you know, that they're all part and parcel of the Lord, and we're approaching him through that. And then that also includes the Tulsi Devi, Bhumi Devi, the bell, you know, and the devotees who have come to see. Then you can say the offering of that item is complete. Only that's the offer, that's the arti. It's not that when you're offering to everyone else, it's prasad. No, that's a misunderstanding.
Yes.
Once you've offered it to everybody and all that, now it can be given out as prasad. Or, depending on what it is, then it can be, that means, except for like flowers, then that can be offered to Krishna, and then he can enjoy it, and later on it'll be given out. Or if he has enough, those can be given out directly. So the whole point is that the associates must be worshipped. So whatever it is. So if you are working on these, you know, more on the level of karma and all that, then it'll be all these demigods and all that, because the Lord, without the demigods, then what's your connection? You don't have a connection directly between you and the Lord. You have to go through these demigods.
Yes.
They're the gatekeepers, but they're only the gatekeepers for those who don't know about the eternal position of the Lord. So those who consider that Vishnu is there and he's God and he's the supreme and it's his laws, now the demigods take care, but they approach through those demigods. But they also think that the form of the Lord is temporary. But those who understand his form is eternal, then it's going to be him, his eternal, and his eternal associates. You don't have to worry about these secondary officers. You know, it's just like if you know the prime minister personally, then you deal with his personal people. Right? The prime minister has secretaries. You need something done, he'll send you to the secretary. Secretary will get it done. The secretary will tell the guy down the line, the bureaucrat, to sign this paper. You don't have to go to that bureaucrat. But if you don't know the prime minister and all that, and it's not where you, I just want to get my work done. I need this paper signed. I go to the guy that signs it, and that's it. So I have to work from that down up through. But if I'm going to the top, then it descends.
So my question here is, Maharaj, more we did prayaschita homa before worshipping Vaishnavas, doing Vaishnava homa. So this prayaschita homa is not like the same thing as we are offering after we do all the articles of worship to Lord along with his devotees. Then we offer, you know, prayers of prayaschita when we are doing deity worship.
Yeah, well, it's where it fits in, because it's here is you've done the yajna, and so therefore any prayaschita in the yajna,
okay,
then that's being offered. Then you're going to see at the very end, after the prayaschita, at the very end in the shantidan, then you're going to do again like that. That's for then the whole whatever it is.
This is specifically, you know, for that.
Yeah, because it's still a homa, you know, so it's part of that there. You know, you finished all those, whatever is the ceremony, so anything wrong, in, like I did Chaturthi homa, whatever's wrong in that, then there, or I've done the marriage ceremony, whatever's wrong in that.
Okay.
You know, or I've worshipped the deities with the, say, the Panchashrukta homa, you know, as a nitya homa, so prayaschitta for that. Then I'm going to worship the Vaishnavas and all that. Then at the end for the whole ceremony, then we're going to, you know, do the you know, the, again, that mantra, yat kinchit.
Yes.
Yeah, that one. Been a while.
Kinchit vaiguna.
Janam jatam tadvashamagmana. Shri Krishna smaranam.
Shri Krishna smaranam.
Karoni. Yeah, so, but here then it's because it's Satyayana, then it's for that.
Yes.
Right, it says he's performing Satyayana in the performance. It means because it's you're doing the homa, so this is the part with the homa. Then you're going to go on to the other things. Just like, let's say, just for example, then you may offer your prayers and everything, because you can't say the artik would necessarily be a good example. I was just showing it to show how everybody's included. But then the puja, you're going to offer all your prayers and this and that. Then you're going to go do and begging for forgiveness, offering obeisances. Then you're going to go out of the deity room, you know, and then do all the other things, the darshan for the deities, the charinamrita, circumambulating the deities, you know, then for us, the guru puja, the Prabhupada, you know, and all these different aspects like that. Does that make sense? So they're all part of the 16th item like that. So then all those things are going on there. So it's further worship of the Lord and the devotee. So you can say this part is connected with the Ija, and then you're going to do the things with the Swadhyaya. And then so in that Swadhyaya, then you can also offer, you know, beg forgiveness for doing anything there wrong. Yes? No?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, got it.
Yeah, like that. So, in other words, the idea is not, is if you need, you can condense things like that, but one has to be careful that in condensing that one doesn't lose out on the, that one thing can have its own completeness. You know, it's om purnamidah purnamidam. It comes from Krishna, it's complete, but at the same time, its completeness is complete in connection, like the material world is complete in itself. Or one universe is complete in itself, you know? Or one planetary system is complete in itself, or one country, or one nation, one family, one thing keeps going down. But they only have their completeness in connection with the completeness of the Lord. But they mechanically function on their own. So here's that function goes in the smaller circles, and then there's bigger circles than that, and then bigger than that, until you get to the ultimate. That's why Krishna is the ultimate goal. is that it's to please him, the person.
Yes,
Yeah, we're good.
more. Yeah.
Okay, that was in time. Okay, and so then we'll stop in the end. Then today's Tuesday, so Thursday, then we'll start with the Vaishnav Homa. Okay, yeah, no, there's only a few more pages. And then it's, yeah, 17. Yeah, so another 24 pages. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.